Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Quad Shot, where we help you down and digest the day's most pertinent cancer news. Welcome to the October 7, 2019 Quadcast. First up, one step forward. Why do we give chemoradiation or chemotherapy for locally advanced rectal cancer? Well, a major conundrum with neoadjuvant therapy for rectal cancer is that the response to therapy and the YP stage are consistently strong predictors of disease and survival outcomes. Yet, regimens that clearly produce the highest rates of pathologic complete response and downstaging don't consistently improve survival. As a result, the data for both neoadjuvant chemoradiation and adjuvant chemotherapy is all over the place, and neither shows a consistent improvement in disease-free or overall survival. Specifically, we know that chemotherapy improves disease-free survival and overall survival in several studies, with rectal cancer studies specifically included in that cohort. However, a large portion of the data on the benefit of chemotherapy is derived from colon cancer studies. So, what should we do? Well, clearly, first of all, we've got to get rid of radiation because, well, just because. And second, we got to find a backdoor way of showing that chemotherapy alone is just as good as chemoradiation. Boom. How about this? Let's compare regimens that don't consistently improve disease-free survival to see which ones improve disease-free survival. Enter the FORWARC trial, which randomized patients with T3, T4, or node-positive rectal cancer to receive one of three neoadjuvant regimens. 1. Standard 5-FU with leucovorin plus radiation, 46 to 50.4 gray, or FOLFOX with radiation, or modified FOLFOX 6. Each group then received the same chemotherapy adjuvantly. The initial FORWARC results demonstrated doublings of pathologic complete response rate from modified FOLFOX 6 at 6.6% to 5-FU with radiation at 14% to FOLFOX plus radiation at 27.5%. FOLFOX RT also improved downstaging to stage 0 or 1, improving the rate from 36% to 56%. In the final results, though, there was no significant improvement in the primary outcome of 3-year disease-free survival. In fact, the disease-free survival rate in all arms was 72 to 77%. Which actually matched the estimated improvement, 60 to 75%, that was used for study power calculation. The rates of 3-year local recurrence after R0 or R1 resection were all less than 10%, and there was no improvement in overall survival. So what's the bottom line? FOLFOX, either with or without radiation prior to surgery for locally advanced rectal cancer, does not improve local recurrence or disease-free survival compared to the standard of 5-FU and radiation. Thanks to Deng et al., JCO, 2019. Up second, triple down. The 5 to 10% of metastatic colorectal cancer patients whose disease harbors a BRAF V600E mutation have poor prognosis. That's because they tend to have a poor response to initial systemic therapy, quick progression, and poor response to subsequent targeted therapy. In particular, they don't respond well to BRAF-targeted therapy. Why? If you comb through the EGFR signaling pathway, you'll see a laundry list of proteins involved in colorectal pathogenesis, including RAF. So what if you attacked the EGFR pathway at multiple points? In the Beacon CRC trial, patients who progressed on first-line or second-line systemic therapy and who had a BRAF V600E mutation were randomized to to a couple of options. Either triplet therapy with encorafenib, which targets BRAF, and binimetinib, which targets MEK, and cetuximab, which targets EGFR. Or encorafenib and cetuximab, or cetuximab and irinotecan, or cetuximab and FOLFIRI. Triplet therapy had a much higher response rate, taking the response rate from 2 to 26%, and also significantly improved overall survival from 5.4 to 9 months, thanks to the New England Journal publication by Kopetz et al. The bottom line is, triplet targeting of the EGFR pathway improves survival over standard therapy in patients with progressive metastatic colorectal cancer with BRAF V600E mutations. Up next, precisely. Precision cancer medicine isn't so precise. Thousands of patients with advanced cancer across the country, and the world really, get next-generation sequencing to identify actionable mutations. Many of them then receive targeted therapies for indications and in ways that haven't been well-characterized in clinical trials. So we're left never really knowing how effective or toxic these quote-unquote precision approaches are in the real world. In the Netherlands, the Drug Rediscovery Program harnesses that process to prospectively collect efficacy data on off-label targeted therapy use. And as a result, successful off-label therapies can be identified more quickly and communicated to both patients and physicians, as detailed in the Nature 2019 publication by Van der Velden. Finally, pegilodecakin. No, I didn't make that name up. It's a long-acting IL-10 receptor agonist. By amplifying endogenous IL-10 levels, it results in expansion of tumor-specific T cells and increases T cell activity. When combined with immunotherapy, it might further enhance treatment response. Check out more details in the Lancet Oncology publication by Nang. This concludes today's episode of The Quad Shot. If you like what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and subscribing to our podcast. Also, check out our website at www.quadshotnews.com and subscribe to our newsletter. We'll catch you next time.